Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, declared a heightened terrorism threat due to several factors, including an online environment filled with false, misleading narratives and conspiracy theories. These are quotes. In other words, any speech or opinions of which DHS doesn't approve is now a terrorism threat. Read the tyrannical DHS National Terrorism Advisory Bulletin for yourself. Released last night, the United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false and misleading narratives. And of course, they tell you what's real and what's not. Like the State Department tells you, you know, that the Russians are going to stage a false flag. And conspiracy theories and other forms of mis, dis, and mal information, MDM, including and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. Domestic threat actors. Oh, my goodness. Got free speech. You're part of that domestic threat actor. Wow. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction. What's the left doing to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions? What's the whole Black Lives Matter Antifa doing? Listen to this. This is exactly what they're doing. Total inversion, total complete projection. It's hard to believe January 2022 is almost over. And that means our big New Year's special is about to end. The highest quality, whole food-based multivitamin and our best-selling vitamin C with zinc and rose hips formula that absolutely turbocharges your immune system are both on sale for just a few more days for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other great products as well where the sale is about to end on this coming Monday. So that means as of the time I cut this on Thursday evening, you've just got 3 days to save 40% off on high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our vitamin C, zinc, rose hips formula that is, again, amazing for your immune system and so much more. And of course, our whole food multivitamin, meaning it comes from organic sources and is, again, the highest quality for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com right now. This new document, I guarantee you, Owen Shore is going to be covering this in an hour when the war room starts at 3 p.m. Central. And I read the whole thing now during these breaks, and man, is this amazing. It says unsanctioned information is causing terrorism and openly attacks the First Amendment and says Homeland Security's job is to shut up the American people, equating free speech with terrorism. Wow. Because they are planning, they're not planning, they've already done it in June of last year, to declare all opposition to lockdowns and forced inoculations and open borders and election fraud as terrorism. They define that as white supremacism, and they define white supremacism as terrorism. It doesn't need to make sense. It isn't logic. That's how the system is dividing things as it screws over the American people and the people of the world. Just absolutely insane to have this going on. And here it is. Biden DHS declares terrorism threat due to false and misleading narratives and conspiracy theories online. Deep state working tirelessly to criminalize free speech as COVID narrative collapses and freedom convoys spring up across the world. Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, declared a heightened terrorism threat due to several factors, including an online environment filled with false, misleading narratives and conspiracy theories. These are quotes. In other words, any speech or opinions of which DHS doesn't approve is now a terrorism threat. Read the tyrannical DHS National Terrorism Advisory Bulletin for yourself. Released last night, the United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false and misleading narratives. And of course, they tell you what's real and what's not. Like the State Department tells you, you know, that the Russians are going to stage a false flag. And conspiracy theories and other forms of mis, dis, and mal information, MDM, including and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. Domestic threat actors. Oh, my goodness. Got free speech. You're part of that domestic threat actor. Wow. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction. What's the left doing to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions? What's the whole Black Lives Matter Antifa doing? Listen to this. This is exactly what they're doing. Total inversion, total complete projection. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction, to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions, to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence, mass casualty attacks, and or acts of targeted violence conducted by lone wolf offenders or lone offenders, a small group acting in the furtherance of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances. So when somebody does something bad and then says they're part of a group, you're all to blame. Classic authoritarianism. While the conditions underlying the heightened threat landscape have not significantly changed over the last year, the convergence of the following factors has increased the volatility, unprecedentability, who's writing this, and complexity of the threat environment. Number one, the proliferation of false and misleading narratives that sow discord or undermine public trust in the government institutions. Not allowed to do that. The government doing bad things didn't discredit itself. You did it. Two, continued calls for violence directed at U.S. critical infrastructure. Well, that's the left cutting off pipelines and burning everything down and saying, get rid of gas engines. Soft targets, mass gatherings. Oh, my gosh. Faith-based institutions that they shut down during the lockdowns, such as churches, synagogues, and mosques. Institutions of higher education, racial and religious minorities groups, facilities and personals, including law enforcement and the military. Well, the globalists are purging the military with deadly shots. The media, the perceived ideological opponents, and calls for foreign terrorist organizations attacks the United States. And then it goes on to say, we're going to get to all of it, man. This is just insane. And the worst part is unapproved, unsanctioned narratives. And they got a bill introduced to only let approved globalist media be on social media, period. Everything else barred by law. Yep, that's North Korea.
Experience the next level in high-powered energy nootropics with our latest Brain Force offering, Brain Force Ultra. Now it is easier than ever to take in the new liquid form with 8 beneficial super ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is the result of years of enhanced formulation. Free of toxic additives, each ingredient is specifically selected for its many key properties. Some of the proprietary super ingredients behind Brain Force Ultra include guarana seed, which is loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants that have been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers an essential nutrient, choline. And ginkgo leaf, which is also known for its exceptional antioxidant content. This product is more than twice the servings of our Brain Force Plus as well, so you know it's packed full of the good stuff. Destroy that brain fog today and secure your bottle of Brain Force Ultra before it is completely sold out at InfoWarsStore.com.